Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Alaska State Troopers on April 3rd received a report that 34-year-old Soldotna resident Nathaniel E. Erforth had sexually abused a minor over multiple years. The Alaska Bureau of Investigation Soldotna Major Crimes Unit launched a thorough investigation into the allegations. Investigators determined that Erforth was employed as a high school teacher in the Soldotna area and had sexually abused a female juvenile multiple times between 2017 and 2019. For approximately the past 2 years, Nathaniel has been on full-time release from teaching while serving as the Kenai Peninsula Education Association president. On May 20th, investigators arrested Erforth without incident, and he was remanded to Wildwood Pretrial Facility on one count of sexual abuse of a minor in the second degree and one count of sexual abuse of a minor in the fourth degree. According to Kenai Peninsula Rural School District Superintendent Clayton Holland via text message on Saturday to KSRM, the district is aware of the charges against Mr. Erforth. Student safety and welfare is the highest priority for the district, he wrote. We are working closely with law enforcement in this investigation and are able to provide further comment at this time. Investigators did not find evidence that Erforth sexually abused any other minors. However, anyone with information that may aid investigators is asked to contact the Alaska State Troopers at 907-262-4453. Details are posted on the story at RadioKenai.com. The Kenai Peninsula Bureau enacted ordinance to amend appropriating funds for fiscal year 2024. These funds are necessary to fund the Kenai Peninsula Bureau's annual budget for fiscal year July 1st, 2023 to June 30th, 2024. Updates to the Bureau's fee schedule will be effective July 1st, 2023. Vice President Tyson Cox gave a brief clarification on the changing fees.
What this is doing is there are going to be some fee changes for solid waste, and they will not happen at July 1 when we adopt this budget. They'll happen January 1st, 2024.
Moving forward with the ordinance, Assemblymember Brent Hibber proposed the budget for the Economic Department be increased by $25,000, bringing their total budget to $175,000. Cox spoke toward the proposed amendment.
This is an amendment that I agree with. Is as we were told the other day during our budget hearing for CAPED, what they had said is that they use this money as a match. So this $25,000 has the potential to become $50,000. And I find that very significant, and I think it's a good use of our funds.
The amendment passed with no objection. Cox had his own proposed amendment as well.
I, too, have changed for page 149, Fund 100, Department 94900. Department name is Economic Development. Object code is 43011. Account description is Small Business Development District. The original budget is $125,000. Cliff did ask for $15,000. I have put on here a $10,000 increase, and so that would result in a budget amount of $135,000. And Finance Chair Hibbert and I both received an email from Cliff, and what it was describing was is that this money could be used towards opportunities for the Homer and Seward staff for training. They are fairly new in those positions, and they are getting a lot of business in those areas. And so that's the reason I'm bringing that forward.
The amendment passed with no objection as well. This ordinance has been postponed as amended until the second hearing on June 6, 2023. The Secretary of Commerce announced Friday, May 19th, the allocation of $223 million appropriated by Congress for fishery disasters, of which $215.9 million is for Alaska. To see a breakdown of the allocations, you can visit the story on our website at RadioKenai.com. You'll find more news of the Kenai Alaska there from Monday. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.